Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlicker here for Unredacted, the Town Hall VIP podcast. And lots of stuff has happened, particularly the State of the Union. Did we watch the State of the Union?
No.
Is there any reason for us to watch the State of the Union?
No.
If we want to see weird, angry geriatrics, well, actually, I don't really know any weird geriatrics, so.
We have one as president.
Well, I mean, I don't know him. Biblically or otherwise. Because I'm not his daughter who he showers with. Just kidding. Those charges are totally unproven. All they were was in his daughter's diary. Yeah. I like how all the reporters were like, he had a fiery speech. You know, I love how they take their adjectives from the memo. Literally. Everybody. It wasn't a half-coherent, babbling rain of errors, lies, and bizarre tangents. No, it was a fiery speech.
Got it. Roger, fiery. How do you spell fiery? You add like an E to fire?
Anyway, it's just so stupid. Lincoln Riley! That was my favorite part. Say your name. No. I'm gonna say someone else's name. Apparently, like a coach for USC.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, and then he calls him guy who murdered her an illegal. He literally goes on a MSNBC show or NBC show or some garbage commie thing. Oh, little puppies. Look at them. He goes on a commie thing and he's like, yeah, I shouldn't have used the term illegal. Yeah, maybe you should have used the term asswipe, scumbag, criminal, piece of human trash.
It was okay to use illegal.
Yes. And
is an illegal alien.
No human is illegal.
They are.
Yeah, yeah.
When they come into our country illegally, they are illegal.
Yes, they become illegal.
No, he's feeling the heat.
Feeling what heat? Now, you actually came to this country legally.
Yes.
Yeah. Because many of our viewers were gifted American citizenship and therefore don't appreciate it enough. Not my list, but most of them. They need to hear from a legal immigrant perspective. What do you, and as a person who is Latinx,
who would ever say that?
You are a Latinx.
I have a machete.
As a person who is Latinx and a legal immigrant to our country, an American by choice, if you will, how do you feel about illegal aliens?
You know what? They are cutting in line. And they need to get out.
Now, I have my policy prescription for
dinner. I have no sympathy.
Okay. Well, my policy prescription for illegal aliens is deport all their asses. You know, I have a dreamer that our laws will be enforced equally. Throw them the hell out. I have a dreamer. Yeah. Go dream in freaking Puerto Vallarta.
No, I love the person who says, I'm pulling up the ladder behind me. No, bitches. These people are pushing us all out of the way.
No, yes. Why wouldn't you pull up the ladder? You're an American citizen. You pull it up. You put it down. You can twirl it around if you want. It's your fucking ladder. You're an American citizen. It's not their ladder.
Well, and we're empowering these thugs. We're empowering thugs to bring over people. We're giving them money.
Yeah.
I mean.
And?
They're making so much money. I'm just wondering, is the president getting the cut? Is he getting his 10%?
10% for the big guy? Or El Hombre Grande? In America's new language, I am the master of Spanish. So.
Monsters.
El pendejo grande.
Raping these women? There's a rape tree. Did you know about this?
Yes, I know about the rape trees. Yeah, but they don't care. All it is, and we're not supposed to say it, but they want to change the demographics because they think, they basically think Mexicans are going to vote for, Democrats. And, Hispanics. Now, we know another Hispanic legal immigrant who's much more recent and doesn't, it's not fully assimilated.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And this person is exactly who the Democrats are probably like, yes, we will call her Chica. Chica is exactly who we want because she's going to vote for Democrats. She's going to do what we tell them. What she said.
She looked at me and she's like, yep. Me and my family were all voting for Trump.
Not having it, huh?
Yeah. They're like, no, we can't have Biden anymore.
No. Wait, they don't. Wait, are you telling me Latin Americans aren't down with the trans agenda? Yeah. They don't want young Jorge's penis cut off and him becoming Isabella?
Well, I was just surprised because I thought maybe it was just this person, right? No, it's the entire family who is, like, fed up with Biden. So,
well, you know, we're being told the economy is great. It was built by illegal aliens, you know. The economy is great. I'm not seeing the great economy part. Are you seeing the great economy?
Apparently neither is this person.
Now, look, I'm a lawyer in California. I'm doing fine. But there aren't a lot of lawyers in California in the big picture, right? The whole of government should not be made so that I can afford to get you a Tesla. Though, I should get you a Tesla.
Really?
Well, you'd like a
Tesla. I get a Tesla.
Would you like a Tesla?
Sure.
I mean, Bidenomics, baby.
Yeah.
Bidenomics.
Do it.
Let's do it. Let's get you it. Let's do it. Do it. Do it.
She's satisfied. Yeah!
We're not immature.
We're no.
Not at all.
No. But no, the thing is, look, we are traitors to our class. We are, you know, upper middle class Californians in a very blue part of the state.
Yeah.
And I mean, we just, yeah, I mean, oh, no, that's for a compact. And this is not a compact. This is a very nice car. Yeah. Not a compact.
You're going to back in?
I'm going to back in. I'm going to do a back door. Make me a Democrat. Anyway, okay. No, the whole country is, the whole country is now designed for people like me with a couple college degrees and a professional job to do really well exploiting other people. I am a traitor to the class because I don't think that's what America should be about. Call me a traitor. I don't care. I don't give a damn. I am what I am, like Popeye. Okay. Now, on the State of the Union, we've got to talk about Katie Britt, which is a lot like tripping a cripple. It is, what'd you think of Katie Britt?
Well, I mean, I tried listening to it and it was just, I mean, the message was fine, but God, the delivery, what the hell was that?
She came across as like a third grade teacher who wants to celebrate Kwanzaa.
I mean, she was, it was embarrassing.
She's like,
was.
The illegals are so many of them. Oh, it was.
Yeah, I guess.
Nice kitchen, though. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're redoing our kitchen because, you know, our house flooded. So we've got to rebuild the kitchen. So I was getting decorator tips. Yeah. I was like, you know, all over the tile. And I thought, but I
couldn't keep watching.
I got about 2 minutes through it. I just was like, you know, Republicans, people talk about these issues around the kitchen table. I've got an idea. Let's get a chick who looks like a suburban mom. And we'll sit her at a kitchen table.
Yeah.
What do you think? Genius!
Yeah, but I mean, who told her to be so overly emotional? It was just, I mean, who suggested this?
It was kind of TikTok-y.
It was weird.
Right? The TikTok generation. Amp everything up to 100.
It was interesting. I was looking.
Gas prices another $4 a gallon.
Yeah, I was looking.
It's like, I'm upset too, but I'm not fucking that upset.
Well, there's a way to deliver that message or to tell the people. And one of the other podcasts I listened to actually had a clip of her just speaking normally.
Just like a normal person.
Was she normal? Sounded great. She would have been perfect if she had just done that.
Well, the whole thing is, it was one of those freaking Republican things, and I talked about this in a town hall column. So I don't want to belabor the point. But Republicans shouldn't do identity crap.
Yes.
They were like, we need, you know,
asexual soccer moms. Let's get an asexual soccer mom up.
Right? You're one of those pretty but not hot girls.
Just, I don't know.
And they'll like each other. No, women fucking hate each other. No, Black people hate each other.
You know, it's just...
Latinx people hate each... People hate each other!
I just want to hear the message. I don't need that emotive nonsense.
Yeah, they should have put Glenn Youngkin up. And just had him be...
They should have just said, be normal. Be who you are. And deliver the message, because that's what we need.
I don't even think she was
the
right.
Stereotype.
That's why she was picked. But that's why she was picked. She was picked because she's a girl. You should pick because, hi, I'm a executive with a track record of success, as opposed to a very new legislator who no one knows.
That was just a mistake.
And I don't hate this person.
This doesn't, ruin her future.
It's not going to ruin her future.
That was embarrassing.
I think she just needs to... suck it up and drive on.
Yeah, no, she will. I mean, she'll be tough, I hope.
I hope.
But
channel Marsha Blackburn, don't channel, I think it was the kind of people who watch Good Morning America from 4 a.m. to 12 noon.
Yeah.
They were aiming at. And you're not going to win it with a tick.
Yeah.
Well, put someone with a V drive up there and then she'll be fine. They'll love her.
You will. Sir, it is with the message. You didn't. To it with this whole identity politics.
Yeah, I don't think you do. Unless there are very rare instances where that is a thing. Now, I do think that, our friend Robert O'Brien, who was Mormon, would be uniquely suited to getting, if he was vice president, or nominated for vice president, very uniquely suited to getting the Mormon communities in Nevada and Arizona.
Okay.
Because...
Not Utah?
We got Utah.
Okay. Well, really? Oh, yeah.
We're not. But the thing is, it's a community that's very leery of Trump. And if you have somebody like Robert going, no, it's cool. People might go, okay.
Are they really leery?
Oh, yeah. Mormons are not hardcore right.
Okay.
They're very,
look at
very
Glenn.
Moderate.
Got to be.
Yeah, they're moderate Republicans. They're not liberal.
Hey, look, we've got the S of A.
Oh, the Sons of Anarchy are here?
Maybe, or maybe they're Lions. I don't know. Can't tell. They're round of how.
Man, it looks like I'm not saying they're out of shape, but they look like the Sons of Carbohydrates. Okay. All right, there you go. He's got his cut on.
I know.
That's the little leather
thing. We've learned the lingo.
Here they go. I love that Sons of Anarchy show, because they'll have a mass murder of 40 people, right? I was trying to shout, 40 people died. And in an episode, the entire world's forgotten about it.
I mean, they're in the same room. They're in the same room where the massacre occurred. And then they're all joking around and laughing.
But there's no thousands of police officers there trying to figure out when that happened. They're like, well, a lot of dead guys here. Let's box them up. I don't see any obvious suspects, so let's stick this in the cold case file.
Oh, that too. But I just always think it's funny. They're all joking around the whole place the next day.
It's a terrible show. It's just a terrible show.
I think the first four seasons were fine. Or even, I might even call them pretty good. But the last two were, oh my gosh, that was horrific. The Mayans is good.
Like it better than I do. They spend a lot of time talking.
Well, they do, but I
a lot.
I think it's more interesting than Sons of Anarchy.
Well, they've got Katie Britt, the girl. The Modi girl.
That's true.
You kidnapped my baby! Wait, didn't they do that in Sons of Anarchy? Yes! But now
they can't have mine! Yeah, a lot of the same things. That's true.
Okay. When you're walking your dog, keep your dog on your freaking sidewalk. Then I won't run over your dog. The dog will appreciate it. I'll appreciate it. Everyone will appreciate it. Control your animals, said the guy whose dogs are completely out of control.
Oh, wait. I gotta walk them.
Are you gonna walk them?
Yeah.
You walk them. But I'm going to rearrange my closet. I'm going to take everything out and put it in a peppy new direction. Peppy.
You're going to color coordinate.
I'm going to color coordinate.
Fantastic.
This is going to be amazeballs.
Amazeballs.
So.
All right. Are we still doing that?
We're still doing it. It's still on. People want to know what's going on in our life. People care. They're like, Kurt, tell me about your backsplash options.
No, they are. Well, maybe.
What floor covering will you choose? Engineered hardwood laminate, or will you go back to the hardwood that, you know, no, never again.
No.
No. Not after that freaking nightmare. Does engineered wood cup?
No.
Oh, good. Well, that's a big plus. And another big plus is my book, The Attack, that is still burning up the charts. It's a great book. You like that book.
It's a fantastic
book. Lots of people like it. It's got almost 1,700 reviews. It's like 88% five star. People are like, holy crap, changed my life. I'm now buying a lot more guns and ammunition, which I think is a perfectly viable response to my book, The Attack, which you should go get. You should go get The Attack. You should read my columns every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Subscribe to me on Twitter or Locals. You could go do that. It'll be amazing. And
buy more guns and ammo.
Buy more guns and ammo. I mean, that's an important thing to do. This is Unredacted Town Hall VIP Podcast. Kurt Schlichter here. With special guest, Arena Moises. And we'll talk to you soon.